Welcome to the Chan's Logic Podcast. Today, what we're going to talk about is how to build better relationships in your life, remove the people who suck, and make more time for the people who are awesome. So if you enjoy this episode, make sure you go to Apple Podcasts and you give me a five-star review. If you enjoyed something about it you want to tell me about, go to Instagram.com/Chandler_SAF and let me know what you liked and what you want to hear more of. So before we get started with this podcast, I'm kind of creating an intermix of my thoughts. And so some of it's going to be business oriented, some of it's going to be personal life oriented, some of it's going to be a mixture of all three. So we're really going to dive into health, wealth, and relationships as a whole and ultimately work to make who we are and what we're doing better. Because as a person, we have those three realms. We have our health, which is important, our physical and our mental health, and our financial health even, which is wealth, the next category. Our wealth and money, finances, our ability to save and be sustainable over time tends to be one of the biggest stressors. And then we also have our business ideas, our monetization strategies, whatever it is we're doing, our work. So we have the health, the wealth, and ultimately the last one, the relationships that we're going to explore. So today is kind of a category in the relationship side of things. So what I really wanted to dive into is the idea behind having better relationships in your life. So how do you originally define what is a good relationship versus what is a bad relationship in your life? Like what brings you up and what brings you down? Number one, we have to have the mindset that there's going to be good relationships and bad relationships in our lives. What we don't need to do is foster and maintain these bad relationships, but we also have to define what really makes a good versus a bad relationship. So for me, a good or a positive relationship is a relationship to where you can have conversations with someone. You feel better coming into the conversation. You feel good confiding into someone if you have something that's bothering you. You don't feel belittled. You don't feel bad. You don't feel upset. And you don't leave the conversation in a bad place after you have these positive relationships in your life or after you have these positive interactions in your life with these people. Now, a destructive relationship is someone that consistently brings you down, someone that judges you, someone that is, you're never quite good enough for where they're at, someone who's always nitpicking at you, someone who's always putting you in a place to where you feel less than. Now, these relationships are the relationships that make you feel worse, and ultimately that destructive personality tends to feel better. Often these destructive relationships, these destructive parties, are people who are incredibly insecure with themselves. They've grown up as bullies, and because they've built this insecurity inside themselves, what they do is they project their own insecurities onto you. And if you come out as someone who's better off, more doing better financially, doing better spiritually, doing better mentally, doing better in life, it ultimately makes them feel worse about themselves. So they project that onto you. The other side of things is they might be controllers. And so ultimately with controllers, what we have to do is we have to recognize that their entire purpose in life as they've grown up and as they've built their model of the world is to control the situation. So they want to control how things go. They want to control the dynamics. They want to control the people. And if something doesn't go their way or they're not allowed to control someone, they project and become angry. And ultimately, that anger is a manifestation of them belittling and attacking the people who they can't control. So that's how we kind of define these relationships. And we also have a category we consider neutral. Neutral are people who aren't necessarily destructive, but they're also not necessarily positive because we haven't really taken time to dive deeper into that relationship to figure out whether or not they could be a positive or a destructive aspect in our lives. So what I typically do is when I look at this with myself or with my clients and we're working on where the positive, neutral, and destructive relationships are, typically what we'll do is we'll open up a notebook and we'll write three columns. We'll write positive, we'll write neutral, and we'll write destructive. Under positive, we'll write all of the relationships that we deem as positive. Under destructive, we'll write all of the relationships that we deem right now as destructive, things that people and the sort who don't make us feel good, people that make us feel less than. And so once we write these down, we write next to each person, why is this person a positive relationship? Why is this person a destructive relationship? Then in the middle, we write down neutral. And we write down all the people in our life who we aren't necessarily spending enough time with, who we haven't necessarily developed a positive or destructive relationship, but we think there could be something there. So then once we make this list, what we do is we make a promise to ourselves that the positive, we're going to make more time for these people. So we write down every person who's on the positive list, we write down, okay, how can I make more time for this person? Is it a simple text message? Is it going to coffee? Is it reconnecting? What can I do to make sure that these are the people that I have more time with and spend more time with in my life? Then we write down the destructive relationships. We write down, okay, why are they destructive and what are they doing to bring me down and put me in a bad place? And then for these destructive relationships, we make a promise to ourselves to remove ourselves from this relationship. The first thing we do with this these destructive parties is we make a promise to ourselves to stand up to them. So we have to set boundaries. So we have to say, okay, this is what's acceptable, this is what's not. And this is challenging. This is a hard conversation. And often it ends the relationship here, which is a positive thing for you because you remove and get rid of the people who aren't necessarily putting you in the best place moving forward. Or when you set these boundaries and you stand up for yourself, what happens is they realize and recognize their own faults. And all of a sudden, the relationship dynamic changes and you're actually able to have a better relationship with this person, which can then move from destructive into a positive relationship. And when we talk about this, one thing I always talk about with my clients is, hey, we have to make sure that we make a promise to ourselves if these destructive relationships continue to be destructive. And when you try to set the boundaries, they don't go well, you make a promise to yourself to let it go. More often than not, these destructive relationships that we end up in are family. They're people we consider close friends, but they're people who are trying to control where we're headed, control what we're doing, control who we are. And those relationships end up being the most destructive, and they end up being the relationships that kind of ruin us, because it ends up being the people we spend the most time thinking about, the people we spend the most time giving them our headspace. And that puts you in a place where you don't think about the positive relationships you have or even the neutral relationships as much. And so your headspace becomes dominated by these people who you deem as they suck, they're too controlling, they won't leave you alone, they're always bringing you down. All they do is tell you what you're doing is going in the wrong direction, or it's not the right place, or it's going to fail, or it's not going to work. And I think the most challenging part about these relationships is sometimes they are family members, and they are people we consider close friends, but they're people who are not who we should have in our inner circles, or people who we shouldn't actually put in a place to where we consider them friends even. And we have to set those boundaries, and we have to remove ourselves from these situations in order to have better relationships and a better mindset moving forward, because we become the sum of the people who we surround ourselves with. And if we consistently surround ourselves with destructive relationships, we're always going to put ourselves in a place to where we're feeling a little bit less than. Even if you have the most confidence in the world, if all you do is surround yourself by people who are destructive, what's going to happen is you're going to feel as though you're not worthy. You're not good enough. And we have to remove that. We have to set a promise to ourselves that those relationships are things that we're not going to allow to happen anymore in our lives. And if they are currently happening, we set the boundaries. This is what's acceptable. This is what's not. And if the boundaries are broken, we remove ourselves from those relationships, no matter who they are, family, friends, and anything in between. Because we can't have that be something that brings us down in our own lives and something that puts us in a place where we're consistently feeling like we're less than. We want to make more time for these positive relationships in our lives. What are the conversations you have when you walk away from it, even if it's a hard conversation, where you walk away from it, you're like, wow, this, every time I talk to this person, I feel better. They give me advice. Sometimes they challenge me a little, but they do it in a way to where I feel like it got my gears turning. And I really had to think about what I was doing and where I was going. And they didn't necessarily tell me it was good or bad. They just asked questions that led me to help me figure out what was going to be the best thing for me. Ultimately, those are the relationships that we're going to be able to stand on. And sometimes they're the people we don't think about as often. And so we want to promise ourselves that we're going to make more time to have a relationship with these people, to build a relationship and a communication platform moving forward, so that way we can continue to nurture these relationships. We have to recognize that if we only think about the destructive, that's what our life becomes. If we think about the positive and we nurture those relationships, that's what life becomes. And I think you have to take inventory of what is positive in your life and what is destructive, who is positive and who is destructive and who's neutral. You want to take this inventory like once a year and ultimately define what you're going to allow and what you're going to receive in your life, because your headspace is going to be the most important thing that's going to allow you to be successful, to fail, to move forward. Your headspace is going to be the thing that allows you to have the creativity to build, to be the next best version of who you're going to be. If you're an entrepreneur and your headspace is surrounded by destructive people who bring you down, that's going to ruin and destroy your creativity. If you're an entrepreneur and you're surrounded by people who bring you up, people who ask you the right questions, people who put you in the best headspace possible, that's going to put you in a position to where you feel comfortable making decisions. You feel good about yourself. Your confidence skyrockets. And I think the most successful people in the world are people who surround themselves by people who aren't necessarily yes men and women, but but they're people who will ask the right questions, people who are supportive of the decisions that are made, even if they don't agree with it. And that's how we get out of this idea of building toxic relationships and toxic atmospheres with other people and only build into what's going to benefit us and the other people so we can have these strong relationships to stand on. So that's it. That's all I have to say today. If you found this valuable, just shoot me a message on Instagram, instagram.com/Chandler_SAF. Or TikTok, go to tiktok.com/ChansLogic and you can shoot me a message on there and let me know what you thought about this message. If you want to hear more of this kind of stuff, let me know that as well, because that's going to help me figure out what I should actually produce here. If you enjoyed this episode, just leave me a review on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you're listening to this at. And I hope you enjoyed it. I will talk to you next week.